And we'll finish this hour with a quick trip to the famously beautiful city of Rio de Janeiro. It's a good time to go because the city's beaches and cliffs are all the more dazzling during the holiday season. In fact, that extra sparkle is in the Guinness Book of World Records. NPR's Julie McCarthy sends us this report.
The idea began on a napkin. The chief of Bradesco Bank was brainstorming over lunch with events promoter Roberto Medina on how to capture Rio's imagination. Medina peered down at his doodling, saw an image, and proclaimed, "How about a floating Christmas tree?" 10 anniversaries later, the lighting of the world's largest floating Christmas ornament has become one of the social events of the year. Dignitaries swill champagne, pop canapes, and cooperate with the paparazzi. The well-dressed and dressed down all wear the same expectant look as a red-robed choir takes to the stage with the unlit tree as a backdrop. The festivities this year drew tens of thousands, according to organizers. In the pecking order of cariocas, as Rio's residents are known, this occasion falls just behind Carnival and New Year's, when the city dresses in white and takes a ritual dip in the ocean. The tree floats in Rio's Lagoa, a small lake that is fed by the ocean and sits behind the narrow strip of land known as Ipanema, as in the girl from. Green-carpeted hills loom beside the promenade that lines the lake. The Christ statue atop the cliff of Corcovado peers down from above. The MC's Merry Christmas inaugurates the season as a giant screen flashes images of Christmas trees past, a while down memory lane, and all goes black. The crowd gasps under a canopy of fireworks. Jets of water leap from the base of the tree with each crescendo. 2,800,000 lights morph one design into the next as the tree comes to life. Christmas candles and wheat boughs, the year's theme, appear in a shimmering outline of purple, orange, and gold. It's a gigantic jewel on still black water. Taking the plaudits of the public, tree originator Roberto Medina recounts how the tree came loose from its moorings one year, panicking the Bradesco Bank sponsor, who woke up, found it missing, and thought it had gone the way of most things not nailed down in Rio.
The president of Bradesco called me in the morning, early in the morning, and said, "Look, they stole the tree. It's impossible. In the lake, it's impossible."
No, the thief was none other than the wind blowing it to the other side of the lake. The tree is not designed to float freely, it's too big. Rather, it's moored at different locations so everyone around the lake can see it. Medina's dream is to float a tree in New York's Central Park. This night, he's content to give the residents of Rio what he calls a chance to dream.
Because this is a dream. Because when the start is a dream, a drawing, the paper is nothing. This is possible. I think the big problem, the biggest problem, the people don't dream more.
A quick launch to the tree reveals it's no tree at all. It is 27 stories of metal and miles of wire, weighing 450 tons. Event coordinator Edson Gonzalez says a team of more than 1,000 people works on the tree, which is not without its detractors. Admirers clog traffic around the lake, irritating commuters, to which Gonzalez replies,
"There's always a lot of traffic on the lake. Isn't it better to be stuck in a traffic jam staring at the tree?"
Back on land, Conceição Alcantarencia sits beside the lake, admiring the view and the effect of the occasion on Rio.
Rio
has a very sad side and unhappy side, but when everyone unites for an event like this, there's no violence. Everyone's together. Everyone celebrates this together.
The tree is expected to draw tens of thousands of visitors before it comes down in January. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skip.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.